Hello, kids. I am Jeffrey X. Martin from Biff Bam Pop, a site you're probably already at if you're listening to this. And this is Songs in the Key of X. One topic, five songs, and plenty of awkward pauses. We are neck deep in the holiday season right now, and that means a lot of us are shopping. Whether it's online or you're venturing out into the weather and the crowds to grab presents for others and or yourself, I know you're spending money you don't have for things people probably won't even thank you for or remember by the time Valentine's Day rolls around. So here's a thought. Why not steal it? I'm not condoning thievery. Not at all. I mean, yeah, buy those gifts with either money or credit and do that holiday thing with a clear conscience, but you could totally steal all that stuff. It's something to think about. So here are five songs about stealing. Difficulty, No Jane's Addiction, number five.
We ain't going to the party. We ain't going to the game. We ain't going to the disco. Ain't gonna cruise out, man. We're stealing people's mail. Stealing people's mail. Stealing people's mail. Stealing people's mail. Stealing people's mail.
Did you know stealing people's mail is a federal offense? Well, of course you did. And so does Jello Biafra, lead singer of the Dead Kennedys. He has never thought highly of federal rules and regulations, particularly where censorship was concerned. He famously roasted Tipper Gore on live television when she was zealously trying to protect all of us from hearing about naughty things in the tunes we listened to. It was extremely Ferrante and Teicher of her, and Jello Biafra was having none of it. His songs about doing what you want, when you want, are one of the main reasons the Dead Kennedys became a target. Well, that and the original cover painting for the album Frankenchrist being titled Penis Landscape. There's a lot of penises. Peni. This song's about mail, which rhymes with mail. Males have penises. See how this all works itself around? Punk is a flat circle. Number four. Stealing isn't always a five-finger discount at the local drugstore. Sometimes it happens with paperwork. Men in three-piece suits smiling at you while offering their hands, smug in the realization that one sentence buried somewhere in all that contractual rhetoric will gain them more money than you ever dreamed you could generate. Bastards. All of them. And Depeche Mode understood that. With Everything Counts, they took a dim view of these corporate burglars and how they managed to get richer while the poor remained that way. Maybe they got poorer. They usually got poorer. The members of Depeche Mode are all really wealthy now. Did I bring that up? Number three.
I know.
Inspires me.
Peter Gabriel song, and you'll notice the standard drum sound from the 80s in this tune. This is known as the gated drum, and it was invented by Phil Collins and Hugh Padgham. It's spelled Padgham. I'm going to call him Padgham. Padgham was the producer for Genesis. Now, Peter Gabriel was a member of Genesis, used to be their lead vocalist. Phil Collins took his place, and it's fascinating that these two weren't fighting with each other over who was better at their jobs or who got custody of the kids and all that there. Anyway, Intruder is the very first song to use the gated drums, which Collins would later make famous with the drum fill from In the Air Tonight, which all of you have air drummed to at some point, and you know you have. Intruder is about a cat burglar, a guy who sneaks into your house and steals all your stuff. It's kind of like having a teenager. Where's my money? Where did my food go? How come I only have one of these socks? Oh! Teenager. Number two. About American songwriters is finally completed and delivered to all those who desire such a tome. The name Freddie Johnston will be prominent within these hallowed pages. For my listening pleasure, nobody crawled inside the stinking skeleton of characters like Johnston. He inhabited those wretched souls, and the songs he wrote about them writhe at buckle in the listener's consciousness like weak snakes, not difficult to approach, but still dangerous. And Johnston sings from the point of view of a professional shoplifter in On the Way Out, and his methodology and paranoia are obvious in the lyrics. It is a terrific tune, and even though I understand why it was never a big hit, it totally should have been a big hit. Number one.
Assemble the ways, now, today, tomorrow, and always. My only weakness is a list of crimes. My only weakness is, well, never mind, never mind. Shoplifters of the world, unite and take over. Shoplifters of the world, hand it over, hand it over, hand it over.
Alright, let's get one thing clear from the outset. There's a huge difference between the Smiths and Morrissey. The Smiths were full of a longing curiosity. They were raging with overcompensation, but still small on the inside. Morrissey himself, after the Smiths ended rather acrimoniously, became a pompous, swaggering ass who finally decided everyone who said he was great was correct. He believed his own hype, and it translated into hypochondria. The current Morrissey doesn't matter within this context, because Shoplifters of the World Unite is a small piece of wonder. Morrissey understands that he is not the only one who feels as he does. He even grudgingly gets it when he gets caught at the end. There's an overt desire for everyone who's in the same boat as he to come together and become a true force to be reckoned with. Unfortunately, though, he realizes this is never going to happen, and he is doomed to be alone, his ill-gotten gain safely in the hands of a brick-and-mortar retailer who will never, ever love him. His crimes, a cry for attention, and the only ones to heed those cries are the officers who haul him away. My gods, this is a good song. It's miles better than that I'm throwing my arms around Paris stuff he trotted out later on. I mean, I like that song too, okay, but this one is way better. Maybe he was talking about Paris Hilton? that makes more sense to me. I can see that in my head. It soothes me. Some music about stealing. It is great for your eardrums, and you should tell me what your favorite songs about stealing are in the comment section. We do have one. You kind of have to leave a comment now, right? I mean, I called it out. Listen to the full songs in the article below via the video links we have so thoughtfully provided for you. Read Biff Bam Pop. There are lots of articles there, and you will like some of them. I betcha. You have been listening to Songs in the Key of X. I am Jeffrey X. Martin, and until next time...